Hello, this is Anviti. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Tuesday, May 6th, and coming up in today's episode. India announces nationwide civil defense drill in the aftermath of Pahalgam attack. Supreme Court judge likens caste-based reservation to train compartments. Fresh rumors of deepening rift between Maharashtra's deputy chief ministers. And United Nations blasts Pakistan over Pahalgam terror attack. States and Union Territories are set to conduct a nationwide civil defense drill tomorrow, in accordance with directives from the central government. The exercise, to be held across 244 civil defense districts, is aimed to test preparedness at the grassroots level in case of an emergency-like situation. A notification from the Ministry of Home Affairs stated, and I quote, "The conduct of the exercise is planned up to the village level. This exercise aims to assess and enhance the readiness of civil defense mechanisms across all states and union territories. The drill will involve a wide range of participants, including district controllers, district authorities, civil defense wardens and volunteers, home guards personnel, both active and reservist, members of the National Cadet Corps or NCC, National Service Scheme, NSS, Nehru Yuva Kendra Sangathan, NYKS, as well as college and school students. Key objectives of the drill include testing the functionality of air raid warning systems and enhancing public readiness for hostile attacks. Communication lines, including hotlines with Air Force and radio systems, will be activated to simulate a coordinated response. Control rooms and backup control rooms will also be tested for operational readiness. Additional training will cover rescue operations, first aid, firefighting and evacuation procedures. Civilians will participate in mock evacuations, simulating the movement of people from vulnerable areas to safer zones. Quote, "The idea is to prepare civilians to respond swiftly and effectively in the event of a hostile attack," unquote, the ministry's notification stated. School and college students are expected to take part. However, it is being reported that no institution in Delhi have reported receiving official instructions or preparation guidelines as of the time of recording. This is the first nationwide civil defense drill of this scale in decades. The last known incident of a comparable drill took place ahead of the 1971 war between India and Pakistan. The drill comes in the wake of the recent terror attack in Pahalgam, where 25 tourists and a local pony operator were killed. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has vowed that those responsible will receive punishment. While the government has not officially linked the drill to Pahalgam incident, the timing certainly has drawn some attention. A senior Supreme Court judge has compared caste-based reservations in India to a train compartment, stating that once individuals gain access, they are reluctant to let others in. Justice Suryakant, who is on the roster to become the next CJI after Justice B.R. Gawai, made the observation during a hearing on the issue of reservations for other backward classes or OBCs in Maharashtra's long-delayed local body elections. Quote, "Reservation in the country has become like train compartments," Justice Kant remarked. "People who have got in don't want to let others to come in. This is the principle of inclusivity. Governments are duty-bound to identify more classes. They're politically, economically and socially deprived people. Why should they not get the benefit of reservation? Only a few families and groups are getting the benefit," he added. The case pertains to a delay in conducting local body polls in Maharashtra last held in 2016-2017. The primary reason for the delay has been a legal dispute surrounding implementation of OBC quotas. In 2021, the Supreme Court struck down a Maharashtra government ordinance that sought to provide 27% reservation to OBCs. The court mandated a three-step process before implementing such a quota: a dedicated commission to collect empirical data on backwardness, a recommendation-based allocation of reservation percentage per local body, and ensuring the overall reservation cap of 50% should not be breached. Advocate Indira Joy Singh, representing the petitioner, told the bench that although OBCs have been identified during the delimitation process, the state was not utilizing the data for election purposes. She emphasized the urgency of holding elections and accused the government of running local bodies through unelected officials. Advocate Gopal Shankar Narayanan, also representing a petitioner, called for more nuanced identification within the OBC category, distinguishing between politically and socially backward groups. Justice B.R. Gawai, who is also next in line for the CJI and would be assuming the role of Chief Justice of India later this month, has used the train compartment analogy in a previous judgment. He supported the idea of sub-classifying scheduled castes and scheduled tribes, stating that individuals within these groups who had secured reservation benefits were now resisting efforts to extend the same to the others. The court is expected to continue hearing the case later today. The remarks come at a time when central government has already announced that the upcoming national census will include caste-based data to better inform social welfares and is being seen as a great move in the backdrop of the upcoming Bihar elections. Tensions between Maharashtra's two deputy chief ministers Eknath Shinde and Ajit Pawar appear to be escalating, allegedly, with both leaders notably absent from events hosted by each other's departments or parties in recent weeks. This is not the first time there have been rumours of a rift between the two. Eknath Shinde was previously a chief minister while Ajit Pawar a deputy, and this time both are deputy ministers under the Mahayuti umbrella, alliance of BJP, Eknath Shinde's Shiv Sena and Ajit Pawar's NCP. Ajit Pawar did not attend the Mahabaleshwar Mahotsav, a major tourism event organized by Shiv Sena Minister Sambhuraji Desai. Although Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis was present, Mr. Pawar, along with other nationalist Congress party leader and Minister of State for Tourism Indranil Naik, gave the event a miss. The absence was widely noted given Mr. Pawar's key role in the state cabinet. Similarly, Eknath Shinde was not present at NCP's Gaurabshali Maharashtra event held to honour past chief ministers of the state. Former Chief Minister Sharad Pawar had already declined to attend as he is already in the opposition, while Uddhav Thackeray was away travelling, another former chief minister. However, Mr. Shinde's absence, again another former chief minister himself, raised eyebrows amid reports of internal discord. This was more notable than Sharad Pawar or Uddhav Thackeray being absent, as both are opposition. And Mr. Shinde was the chief minister leading the Mahayuti to power in Maharashtra when he rebelled from Uddhav Thackeray's Shiv Sena, joined hands with the BJP to form the government and the Mahayuti alliance. It was rumoured that he was also vying to be the chief minister this time around as well. However, BJP insisted on having their own chief minister, Devendra Fadnavis, who was in the role of a deputy last term. The friction was a little bit more apparent when Shiv Sena's Minister for Social Justice, Sanjay Shirsat, publicly criticised Ajit Pawar, who holds the finance portfolio. Mr. Shirsat accused Pawar of reallocating 413 crore rupees from his department without prior consultation. Quote, if the government doesn't need the social justice department, it should shut down. But don't cripple the funds meant for the socially backward classes, he told reporters in Chhatrapati Shambhaji Nagar. Tensions have been building as ministers aligned with Mr. Shinde express frustration over delays in fund approvals, claiming Mr. Pawar is exercising disproportionate control through the finance ministry. A remark by Mr. Pawar in recent speech has also sparked some rumours. Quote, for several years I have been feeling that I should also be the chief minister, but that has not happened yet, he said. Shiv Sena UBT mouthpiece Samana interpreted that comment as part of growing proxy war within the Mahayuti alliance, suggesting multiple leaders still have ambitions for the top post. Reports suggest Mr. Shinde raised concerns with Union Home Minister Amit Shah during a recent visit to the state, allegedly over delays in fund disbursements for Shiv Sena ministers and MLAs. However, Mr. Pawar dismissed the speculation, stating, quote, I do not think that Eknath Shinde would complain against me to Amit Shah. If there are any issues, they can be solved through dialogue, unquote. The opposition Mahavikas Aghadi has claimed that internal discord is affecting governance, citing a lack of coordination between departments and ministers. The United Nations Security Council or UNSC has strongly criticized Pakistan during a closed-door consultation over rising tensions between India and the recent terror attack in Pahalgam, Jammu and Kashmir, according to news agency ANI, who cited diplomatic sources. The discussion focused on the involvement of Pakistan-based terror outfit Lashkar-e-Taiba in the 22nd April attack, which claimed the lives of 25 tourists and a local pony operator. The UNSC members reportedly pressed Islamabad on the group's role, with several diplomats raising concerns about the targeting of civilians based on religion. Pakistan, a non-permanent member of the council, had called for the meeting under the Greek presidency. However, its efforts to internationalize the situation reportedly found little support. Instead, UNSC members expressed unease over Pakistan's recent missile tests and the use of nuclear rhetoric, viewing them as escalatory and unhelpful. Security Council comprises 5 permanent members: China, France, Russia, United Kingdom and the United States, as well as 10 non-permanent members. Current non-permanent members include Algeria, Denmark, Greece, Guyana, Panama, South Korea, Sierra Leone, Slovenia, Somalia, and Pakistan. During the hour-long consultation, members condemned the Pahalgam attack and stressed the importance of accountability. Several representatives reportedly dismissed Pakistan's claims of false flag operation and urged both countries to resolve disputes bilaterally. Following the meeting, Pakistan's envoy to UN, Asim Iftikhar, addressed the media. He denied any involvement by Pakistan in the Pahalgam incident and criticized India's decision to suspend the Indus Waters Treaty, calling it a breach of international law. The UNSC has not released an official statement and India has also not commented formally. However, diplomats from several member states spoke briefly to reporters. Tunisian diplomat Khalid Mohammed Khiari described the situation as volatile, adding there was a general call for dialogue and peaceful resolution. Greek Ambassador Evangelos Sarkeris, who currently holds the UNSC presidency, called the meeting productive and helpful. A Russian diplomat added, "We hope for de-escalation." UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres had spoken ahead of the talks, urging both nations to step back from the brink and warning that military solution is not a solution at all. Condemning the attack, he said targeting civilians is unacceptable and those responsible must be brought to justice through credible and lawful means. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.